A recent Associated Press study finds that the gap between what wealthy and poor districts spend on education in Pennsylvania has more than doubled since Governor Tom Corbett took office. That gap jumped from $750 per student to nearly $1,800. WHYY's Kevin McCory reports that one factor has been Corbett's decision to stop giving extra resources to districts with charter schools.
In Pennsylvania, charter schools are almost exclusively situated in poor urban districts such as Philadelphia, Chester Upland, York, and Reading. For years, the state gave those districts some extra aid to cover the added cost of operating what amounts to multiple distinct school systems. Corbett's first budget, though, axed that line.
It was a huge blow to school districts that had adopted the state enabled model of charter expansion.
Donna Cooper is the executive director of Public Citizens for Children and Youth and was policy director for Governor Ed Rendell.
On some level, it was a bait and switch. You know, you do what we want and we'll support you, and then pulled the rug out from school districts who did it. And again, in suburban communities where there's not been much charter expansion, it didn't affect them at all.
Tim Eller, spokesman for Corbett's Department of Education, agreed that cutting that line item hurt poorer districts, but he says districts were foolish to think it would last forever.
Charter schools in Pennsylvania have been in place for 17-plus years now, so school districts and their budgeting should be allotting for that expense, knowing that they have students moving on and they should be streamlining their operations to provide the services for the students that are remaining.
Charter schools aside, advocates like Cooper see another big reason for the widening inequity in state education funding.
The state's extraordinary reliance on property taxes to fund the majority of school costs is creating a historic divide between those who can go to school districts that offer a quality education and those who can't.
Currently, the state covers about 35% of all education costs in the Commonwealth. Governor-elect Tom Wolf campaigned on the idea that the state's share should rise to 50%, which would theoretically ease property taxes and improve equity. To do that, though, he'd likely have to hike statewide taxes. Eller points out that state education aid already flows mostly to the poorer districts with weak tax bases.
A vast majority of the state dollars coming from Harrisburg benefits poorer school districts across Pennsylvania.
A new commission has been looking at ways to create a fair, predictable formula for how that state aid gets divvied up. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.